Today we're going to talk about Copilot agents. What are they? How do they work? Where can you find them? And we'll even build some. Copilot just turned 1 year old and agents are the future. My name is Shervin Shafi and I'm a Copilot Principal Technical Specialist at Microsoft. Welcome to Collaboration Simplified. Let's look at Copilot and agents in a little bit more detail before we jump into a demo and even build some ourselves. Copilot really loves to embed itself into your business process. And the whole idea is, how can we zoom in on a particular business process and automate it using Copilot and artificial intelligence? In your company, you probably have a lot of different lines of business like legal, marketing, finance, HR, customer service, and sales. And these different lines of businesses probably have different workflows that are ripe for automation using AI. Take IT, for example. You're probably opening up a help desk ticket because you have an issue with your computer. How could you automate that flow? Or in HR, maybe you're asking questions from your HR team about your benefits or your vacation. And so there is an opportunity there to automate that flow using AI as well. Now, agents come in a spectrum, and the spectrum is going from simple on the left-hand side all the way to more complex and advanced on the right-hand side. And there are really three different categories of agents. Agents that focus on retrieval, and these are simple agents that are generally available today. They're working based on grounded data that exists inside your tenant. They reason over the data, they summarize it, answer questions. Simple enough, and we'll look at these ourselves. Then you have more task-oriented agents. These are basically taking action based on questions that you ask them, and they're working on different workflows, replacing repetitive tasks. I'll give you some examples. And then on the right-hand side, you have the more advanced autonomous agents, which are not out yet, but the whole idea is that they operate independently of human beings. And here you can actually have more autonomous agents than there are people inside your company because they're just running in the background, dynamically planning, orchestrating other agents and learning and escalating. Pretty awesome stuff coming in the next few months, hopefully. Now, let's look at some examples of this and we'll jump into a demo very soon. On the right-hand side, on the simpler side, we have an IT help desk agent that you can just simply ask it questions and it can access a knowledge base and provide you responses. Or maybe you have a project tracker that basically is able to provide you the status update of a certain project based on owners and action items. It's accessing a project plan or an Excel spreadsheet on the back end and then using BizChat providing you those answers. But on the intermediate side, we have this IT help desk where if you have a laptop that needs to be refreshed, it knows that you're able to get a new laptop because it's time and it gives you options of the types of laptops that are available to you. Or maybe on the budget management agent side, this is an intermediate agent that reviews outstanding POs and begins some financial planning. Solid examples, but what about these autonomous agents? On the right-hand side, we have a lead generation agent that's automatically running in the background and identifying and researching 15 new leads for you to review based on criteria that you've programmed in the agent. And also maybe a customer support agent that is basically identifying new support issues and triaging them to other agents that are able to autonomously work on them and come to resolution for you. Those are examples of different types of agents. We'll do a demo of some of them soon. And finally, I'll wrap by saying that there are different agent tools where you can build them. We have no code, and on the more advanced side, we have pro code. And so on the simple side, for people that are not really programmers, myself included, we can use tools like Agent Builder that exists inside Teams to develop the simple agents. And a little bit more complex, you can use tools like Copilot Studio to create those intermediate agents. And I've actually done a video on how to use Copilot Studio to connect Copilot to ServiceNow in the past. And then also If you want to get fancy and you're more on the programming side, on the pro code side, this is the tool that you need for the autonomous agents. So definitely skill up on Copilot Studio and Azure AI Studio if you want to build your own autonomous agents. So with that, let's jump into a demo. All right, now let's get to the fun stuff. We're going to build agents and learn this together. So what you're looking at is my Teams environment. And on the left rail here, I have Copilot pinned. So we're inside Copilot. We're basically in the work tab versus the web tab, right? Because work allows us to be signed in, have access to all our documents, our Graph API, all the wonderful Microsoft applications, Teams being one of them. And the next thing you'll notice is on the right-hand side over here, there's an arrow. And when I select that arrow, it opens up this pane where you'll see Copilot, Visual Creator, Get Copilot Agents, and also Create Agents. And then also the chat history where I can click on Show More to get more information on my previous chats. We've talked about bookmarking your chats and scheduling in previous content. Now, the most simple thing to do is click on Get Copilot Agents. What this does is it opens up the applications on the left-hand side and it takes you to Copilot Agents. It just kind of fast-tracks that for you. And here you'll notice a variety of different agents. You'll see agents that are created by Microsoft, and you'll see agents that are created by other companies, third party to Microsoft. And depending on your IT team and what's published to you, you may see more or less or none of these. It just depends on your own environment. But what I'm gonna do here, since we clicked on Get Agents, is I'll just show you two that I found very interesting. One is this Copilot for Help Desk, which is basically that example we saw in the PowerPoint where essentially you can ask questions from IT about your computer and so on. And then there's also this new hire onboarding one. So let's select the help desk and select add and click on add again. This basically adds the agent to my Copilot profile. I'm going to open it in Copilot. And pre-populated are all these different prompts that I can just select. But this one is a good one. Show my device status. I'll select that. And what is the compliance status of my devices, right? So let's see what it comes back with. So it looks like I'm compliant. Basically, I have two devices with Microsoft. I have my laptop and I have this older iPhone mini, the 12 mini. Don't make fun, it still works great that I'm using. So obviously everything is good on that side. Now I can select view prompts here, and I can check other things like what's the status of a ticket that I have. The cool thing about this is it goes back to Microsoft's ticketing platform that the help desk uses, and it'll come back and tell me about my ticket number, status, all that stuff. I don't have any tickets at this moment, so it basically comes back and it says you don't have any active support tickets, which is good. So this is an example of an agent that's basically focusing on your help desk. So instead of wondering who to call, how to open a ticket, you just go to Copilot help desk, this agent that you got, and then you interact with it in natural language. When you're done, if you want, you can select uninstall and get rid of it. Okay, now let's try getting another agent. So again, on the right-hand side, we're gonna select Get Copilot Agents. It'll take us to the applications, and I wanna try this new hire onboarding one over here. So I'm gonna select Add, and I'm gonna select Add again. And again, this makes the agent available on my profile. Now I'm gonna select Open in Copilot, and this is interesting. So what's happened is, we kinda talked about this before, but if you look on the bottom here, we have these four squares. And if you select on them, plugins basically are things that you can turn off and on here. So depending on different plugins that you have, I don't have many, I just have to add a bunch. But this one, the new hire I just added. So I can unselect it, You can see it says new hire onboard is off, or I can select it and now it's on. I can also turn off web. So again, just kind of focusing Copilot on the knowledge sources. Don't let it go outside if you wanted to focus on specific content. And again, because we're focusing it on graph plus new hire onboarding, let's ask it a question with this agent on. We'll ask it, by the way, I'm not a new hire. I've been here about 4 years, but let's ask it, do I have any new hire training to take? Maybe I missed something from 4 years ago. We'll see. Oh, good. So basically it's come back and said, looks like there are no new hire training sessions currently assigned to you. That's good. Looks like I took all the courses that I should have. Can you tell me more about Perks Plus? I don't know if you guys have heard about this benefit that Microsoft has provided. It's called Perks Plus. Let's see what it says about it here. Sure. The program is designed to support your overall physical and mental and emotional financial well-being. What's covered is this. And Microsoft gives you a reimbursement of this amount and so on and so forth. And then it takes you to different locations you can go to get more information. So basically, if you have questions, your new hire, your onboarding, HR benefits, this is a good agent that you can create for your organization. So we looked at two agents, right, that are pre-canned essentially, onboarding and the help desk. Now let's look at a different way, and a way where we can actually build agents ourselves in a simple no-code environment. By the way, before I do that, let me show you how to get rid of this agent, because this agent, if you simply just turn it off, it turns it off, but it's gonna still be there, right? So if you don't want it, what you do is you click on applications on the left-hand side, and then you go to manage your apps, and here's all your apps, all my apps at least. And when I select the drop-down, and there's a little trash icon here on the right-hand side, I can select or remove it. And that's how you remove those types of applications versus the other agent, okay? Now, let's go back to Copilot. And here what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna select on create agent. Now, before we dive into this, I want to show you that up on top, first of all, you'll see that this is a subcomponent of Copilot Studio that's been embedded inside Copilot that you can access from the browser, from inside Teams. And there's a section here, My Copilot Agents, that when I select the dropdown, it'll show you all the agents that I've created in the past. So if you create an agent here, you can always go back and select the pencil icon to edit it. So just FYI, because that's kind of hard to find if you don't know about this. Now, going back to creating the agent, you can either, one, describe the agent, right? Natural language. What do you want the agent's name to be? What do you want it to do? But in this example, I'm going to select configure, and it's a little bit more structured, right? So first, what do we want this to do? What I've done in preparation for this is I had Copilot create this little employee benefits guide. It's all fictitious, right? And it has information about 401k, employee stock, time off, sick time, random stuff that is just put in there. So it's a Word document that Copilot made. And then what I did was I uploaded it to a team that I have, a Microsoft team that has channels. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna call this like new hire agent. And it's gonna answer questions from new hire documentation. And let's just reuse this. But I will say, this being AI, the more descriptive you are about what it does, the better. Right, then the more it knows how to use the information, the data sources that you've given it. We're being very generic here, just in the interest of time. Now, here's where kind of like the rubber meets the road, right? The knowledge portion. Again, the point of agents is to focus them in on a subset of information instead of saying, hey, go get the information from my entire tenant of my organization. There's just too much information, right? It can give you the wrong stuff. So what we're gonna do here is, first of all, if you select on learn more, it'll open up this site here that tells you kind of how to build this out. But there is a section here on known limitations. And I definitely encourage you to kind of read this, because one of the things I noticed is, for example, from a website perspective, it says specifying a specific public URL as a knowledge source isn't supported. It's not supported now. Will it be supported in the future? Maybe, right? But just it's good to know what the limitations are. So going back to this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, first of all, point out that there's different document types that you can upload. PowerPoints, documents, up to 20 different sources. That's good. Just drop them in a OneDrive somewhere. Point it to a SharePoint site or browse. I'm going to click on browse. And here you'll see some SharePoint libraries that I have access to, as well as some teams. I can't show you all of this, but there's different teams that I'm a part of. But when I select Sherv's team, in this library, I drop that new hire file. So I'm going to select that as the source. And again, I can have multiple things in there, multiple documents, but this simple one is in there right now, and I can remove it if I wanted to, and so on, right? So that's going to be the knowledge source, very simple. And here it says, actions coming soon, empower your agents with specific tasks and capabilities. So there's more functionality coming to kind of up-level this from where it is. And when you select that, it'll just launch Copilot Studio, which again, I've done a more detailed intermediate agent with ServiceNow in a previous video. And then you can put in starter prompts like 401k. What is my 401k benefit? So you can add a bunch of starter prompts to get your users going. And if this looks good, let's just select create. All right, so the agent was created. We can go to the agent. We'll just dismiss this, but I want to mention that you can also share this, copy this agent as a link and share it with other people in your organization. So I'm just going to X out of this. It should be done. So here it is on the right-hand side here, the new hire agent we just created, and I'm going to select it. And basically, it just has that one question that I put in there, right? What is my 401k benefit? I'm going to ask it. It should reference that document. And boom, this is the information, right? My 401k benefit. The company matches contributions dollar for dollar up to 5% of your salary. And let's cross-reference this document just for our sanity. There it is. Match contributions up to 5% of your salary. Let's ask it something else. How much time off do I get per year? All right, let's see here. So you have a generous time off policy, 15 days, and then 10 days of holidays, personal sick time, okay. So let's go back to our document. And time off, there's the holidays, it's 10 days of holidays. Vacation time is 15. And then we have some personal days as well, which I believe it mentioned. So let's see here. It says granted 3 personal days per year. Let's go back to this document. Oh, 3 personal days per year. Okay, so sorry for not being trusting. I just wanted to make sure this is working. And it is, right? So you can be comfortable and confident that when you create the agent, you point it to a data source, you're in the agent in Copilot, it's doing its job, making it easier for your end user. So this is a very simple way of creating these agents, and kind of going back to the PowerPoint that I shared before, this is kind of more on the on this retrieval on this simple site, right? We're basically using this section, which is the agent builder no code. That's what we're doing. And previously I've done a session where I use Copilot Studio and I created a connector. I'll show you real quick what that looks like, just so that you know, and if you're interested, you can go in there. But the autonomous isn't out yet. That's coming in the future. Okay, so copilotstudio.microsoft.com is where you need to go. We'll give this a second to launch. So this is basically that intermediate level, and maybe you can also use it for the autonomous side, right? Depending on your autonomous agents. But this is Copilot Studio. And essentially what you're gonna do is you can click on create or agents on the left-hand side here. And if you select agents, then you can go to like Copilot for Microsoft 365. This is where you would start, like basically from inside Teams, right? You're interacting from inside Teams. That's what Copilot Studio is for M365. And previously when I did one, I did a connector using Actions. So when you select connector, we have so many connectors that this little dot, which is the scroll wheel section, is just tiny, right? There's like thousands and thousands of these connectors to different companies, right? From Google to Salesforce to ServiceNow. So the other day I was doing something with Google. There are the different Google connectors. There's the one that I did for ServiceNow. It's over here. And you basically select it and you go through the steps to create this connector to another data source. Thanks so much for watching. If you did like this video, make sure you give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing. Catch you on the next one.